What is the gift of God? For us to know what the gift of God is, we need to search the scripture to teach us what that gift is. According to Ephesians 2 verse 8, the gift of God is essential to one's salvation by grace through faith. How is one to be saved by grace through faith? Grace saves sinners from sin. Matthew 1 verse 21. Grace saves sinners from transgressing or disobeying the law. The law is the commandment of God, which is the Word of God. Romans 7 verse 12 and Isaiah 1 verse 10. For by grace are ye saved from disobeying the word of God through faith. Ephesians 2 verse 8. So, what is grace? The grace of Christ is the strength of Christ, which is the power of Christ to save sinners from sinning against the law of God. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9. Grace, which is the power of Christ, is received for obedience or not to transgress the law of God. Romans 1 verse 5. For by the power of Christ are ye saved from disobeying the word of God through faith. Ephesians 2 verse 8. What is faith? Faith, according to Hebrews 11 verse 6, is to believe. What does one need to believe? For one to no longer transgress the law of God, he needs to believe that he can do all things in obedience to the Word of God. I can do all things through the power of Christ, which gives me the strength to obey. I can do all things through the strength of Christ, which gives me the power to obey. I can do all things through the grace of Christ, which gives me the ability to obey His word. Philippians 4 verse 13. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe my power, which is my strength, which is my grace, which enables you to do all things, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9 verse 23. But without believing the power of Christ, which enables me to do all things, it is impossible to please him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. How do we have faith in the power of God? Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Romans 10 verse 17. But simply hearing the word of God is not enough to have faith. Faith cometh by hearing and believing the power of God in the word he hears. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 5. An example of this is the story we find in Matthew 8. The centurion reported to Christ the condition of his servant lying at home sick of the palsy, hoping to receive healing from Christ. Christ replied to the centurion, assuring him to heal the sick servant by going to the house where the sick palsy lay. Here we can see clearly that the centurion understood the power of Christ in his word, that he asked Christ to speak the word only, for his spoken word is sufficient for the servant lying at home to receive healing. Matthew 8 verse 6 through 8. Another example of the power of Christ in his word is the story in Matthew 14. Upon seeing a figure walking on the sea, Peter needed the assurance that that figure was Christ. For if he were Christ, he would have the power in his word to enable him, which is Peter, to walk on water to go to Christ. For if he were not Christ, he would not have the power in his word to cause Peter to walk on water. Christ assured Peter that he was indeed Christ by simply saying, "Come." For the word of Christ is not in the word only, but also in power or grace to enable him to walk on water. Peter walking on water was the evidence of the power of Christ, for no one, since the world began, ever walked on water without sinking into the water. Matthew 14 verse 29. How do we recognize the power of God? Faith is the evidence seen, in the case of Peter, the walking on water. Of things not seen, which is the power of God in the spoken word of Christ, Hebrews 11 verse 1. Through the scripture, we understand that the word of God framed all the worlds, Hebrews 11 verse 3. The invisible things of God, which we understand is the unseen power of God, are seen as the evidence of the power of God, being understood by the things that God created. Trees, the ocean, sky, mountains, and animal of the earth are evidence of the power of God. In that sense, no one has the excuse to say that they have never seen the evidence of the power of God since the creation of the world. How are we to receive the grace of God? An unjust sinner before God is justified or declared just by faith through Christ. After being justified by faith, he also has access through faith into this grace, or the power of God to remain justified, or to stand and not fall back to sin, which is the condition of being unjust. Romans 5 verse 1 and 2. A just man can do all things through the power of Christ, which gives him strength. Philippians 4 verse 13. So, what is the gift of God? In John 3 verse 16, the gift of God for a dying world is his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The gift of God for this world is life everlasting in Jesus Christ. To receive Christ is to receive life everlasting, 1 John 5 verse 11 and 12. The Son has this life because the Father gave to the Son to have this life in Himself. John 5 verse 26. The life eternal that is in the Son is the Word of God spoken by the Son. We understand that the Word of God is the power of God. John 6 verse 63 and Hebrews 1 verse 3. This power of Christ is the strength and grace that saves sinners from sin. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9. Every one of us has received grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Ephesians 4 verse 7. Each one of us may receive the power of God to obey every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God by faith. Matthew 4 verse 4. By the gift of God are ye saved from sin. Anyone can receive the gift of grace through believing the power of the spoken word of Christ. May the grace of God be in you now and forevermore. Matthew 28 verse 20.